Good morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Matt Jordan here on this Tuesday morning, and on this Tuesday in the 8 o'clock hour, we are joined by Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, and we're also got some special guests in here as well, Lisa.
That's right. So, had to get up extra early this morning.
Yes, yesterday, today, tomorrow, and Thursday, and then hopefully James is back on Friday.
And he's in Vegas?
He's in Vegas.
Good for him. And he told me, I think last week, that if I remember correctly, this is his first visit to Vegas.
Yep.
He'll have such a fun time. Hope the weather cooperates out there. There's always fun stuff to do. So good for him.
He went to the Sphere on Sunday.
Okay. So. Is he on social media? I'll have to watch
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
He went to the Sphere and watched Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Which is appropriate.
I know. Kansas, very. So. We'll have to catch up with him when he gets back. So, okay. I'll just jump right in, talk about some things that are happening, and let everyone know that if we're talking about something and you're driving, you happen to miss a phone number or an address or a contact name, you can always call the chamber office at 331-1890 and or go to our Facebook page, Get Independence, or visit Independence KS, because most of the things that we talk about are listed on there. One thing that will be coming up soon, it's hard to believe, but we're going to turn the page and it's going to be May shortly. So the farmer's market will open up on May the 2nd. And the farmer's market, it's actually a farmer's and maker's market, is every Saturday, May 2nd through about mid-October. And it's 7:30 to 11 in the parking lot right behind Annie Mae's at Chestnut and 8th Street. So we've already had one vendor meeting, and we'll be having another vendor meeting, I believe, on the 5th after our first market day to kind of just catch up with all the vendors, see what went well, see what we need to change. But we had a really good turnout with our first meeting, so it looks like it's going to be a successful season. Little House on the Prairie is open, so if you're looking for something fun to do on the weekends, you can always go out there. They're open 7 days a week from 10 to 5. Lots of fun things are planned out on the prairie. In town today at the Central Park Sports Complex is the America 250 Independence High School baseball game and first pitch ceremony, and they will be giving out free hot dogs and apple pie while they last. So the community is invited to come out and be a part of that celebration. That's Independence High School will take on Fort Scott, and I guess it is both baseball and softball games today. And then they will be also having a first pitch ceremony that I mentioned, and I believe Greg Webster is going to be throwing out one of the pitches in memory of his dad, Jerry Webster, who had a successful baseball career in the minor leagues with the Dodgers. And then we will also be recognizing Russell Burns, who's, I think he goes by Rusty Burns, and he also had a successful baseball career. And his son will be there, along with his son's daughter will be there. And she's Brenda Burns Johnson from actually Coffeyville, so she might be there as well. And then we all know Toby Cook had a successful career with the Kansas City Royals, and he will be there as well. So it'll be fun to have those three first pitches thrown out and commemorating our baseball history and America 250. The Independence High School, Independence Historical Museum and Art Center will be having their community choir. They've been practicing for months, and now it's time for their community choir concerts on the 22nd, I believe, at 7 o'clock. It's free to the public. This is their third one, I believe, that they've had, and I've missed their first two, and I've heard they are really, have always been great concerts, and this time they have a large group of people, various ages, lots of backgrounds, and so I think it'll be a great concert. So again, that's at the museum, 123 North 8th Street, tomorrow at 7 o'clock. The William Inge Theater Festival is kicking off. We were just talking about that off air, the theater program at the high school, at the college. And so they have lots of things planned. It's all on their Facebook page and website, so I encourage everybody to go and check that out. But it'll all of the playwrights and the actors and everybody will be coming in tomorrow, and then all of the activities will be going on Thursday, Friday, and then on Saturday evening will be the Moon Glow that kind of wraps up the festival. So big play is being presented on the stage of William Inge Theater. There's going to be a Friday performance at 7 o'clock and a Saturday a matinee at 2 o'clock. And it is actually Living Dead in Denmark, written by this year's honoree. So it should be a great, great event. And we also have a ribbon cutting that will be this Thursday on the 23rd at 11 o'clock at 106 West Main Street. And we are welcoming our new chamber member, Independence Headstones. And they're actually expanding from Coffeyville into Independence. And if you need to know kind of where 106 West Main Street, it's kind of it's a small office space storefront right across from Turbo's, kind of gives you a landmark of where that is. But everyone is invited to come out and celebrate and thank them for opening up a business in Independence. And again, that's Thursday, the 23rd at 11 o'clock. We have lots of things planned for Love Independence Day. A couple of them will take place before Love Independence Day. One will be the Tree Boards Arbor Day event that they're having this Friday from 6 to 7:30 in the 4-H building. And they're giving away 50 free pawpaw trees. And they will also have lots of booths and activities for kids. So everybody is welcome to come out for that. And again, it's this Friday from 6 to 7:30 in the 4-H building. And then remind everybody also that First Oak Bank is doing their Love Independence Day project on Friday, and that's a free shred. So you can take all of your shred to the main bank in downtown Independence from, I believe, 9 to noon, and they will help take care of that. If you're not familiar with Love Independence Day, it's just basically a day full of random acts of kindness. There are no rules or guidelines or regarding Love Independence Day, it's just an opportunity for everyone to get out and be kind that day intentionally. It can be something as simple as just complimenting people that day, smiling at people, opening up a door, just being extra kind. We should be kind every day, but this is a day of real intentionality. So, but there are lots of really big projects as well going on in the community. So I just encourage everyone to, we still have time to come up with something. It's just Tuesday. And think about what you could do as a family, what you could do with your grandchildren, what you could do with your kids, what you could do with a class at the school, your church family, a Sunday school class, you know, even the people that you work with, getting together and going, what could we do on Love Independence Day? And get out and just think of something special to do. So that is always the fourth Saturday in April, so it's an all-day event. But again, it's something that I think, or I hope, that people will just see randomly when they're out and about on Saturday doing whatever they have planned, to do that day. Maybe they'll just happen upon, I don't know, somebody giving free coffee coupons when they go into a coffee shop to get their coffee or something like that. The Friends of Elk City State Park are also partnering with Love Independence Day and Earth Day, and they're doing a cleanup out at the state park this Saturday from 10 to 1. And so if you're a high school student, so if you're a parent listening and your kid needs to get some service hours, this would qualify for that. And for more information, you can contact Christina Ferris at 620-926-2040. And I'll move on to our baseball event that we have this weekend. So we are commemorating our baseball history in Independence. So Schulte Stadium is the site of the first night-lighted game in organized baseball history. And this would be the 96th anniversary of that first night-lighted game. And we started a few years ago commemorating our baseball history with just some fun things out at our park and zoo and a few other things around town. So this year we've added a few extra events, and one will be a hike on the Verdigris Vista Trail. And it's kind of a baseball America 250 combination. So we've created some signs that talk all about America 250 and the baseball history. And we're going to be putting those along the trail on the Verdigris Vista Trail, and we're asking everyone to come out about 9:30 and walk that trail. It takes about 45 minutes from beginning to end. If you don't have 45 minutes, you don't want to walk 45 minutes, you can walk in 10 minutes, turn around, and walk right back out, because it's a loop. So you're going to go in and come out at the same exact place. So come out and be a part of that. If you want to do a shorter walk on a hard surface, maybe, we're going to have a baseball history story walk at 10:30, and that's in the park area, and it is a marked trail on a concrete pad through the probably the playground area. It's about a quarter mile, and we'll have signs up on that particular walk as well, so it's kind of entertainment while you're walking. We're going to have free train rides, carousel rides, miniature golf that day from 11 to 1. We're going to have face painting from 11 to 12, just for an hour, right over by the train depot. And then the Miss Abel Snack Shack will be open from 11:30 to 1, and they're having home run combo, so you can get a hot dog and chips and a drink for $4. So you can just go out, stay in the park all day long. But about 12:30, you can head to the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center, and our local historian Ken Brown and baseball guru is going to be there, and he's going to talk all things baseball and the history of Independence. So he gave a talk last year. It was very well attended. Everyone loves to hear from him. And then also the museum will have their baseball exhibit opened up as well, and free admission to that, and that would be from 1 to 4 on the gallery floor. And then the other thing that's kind of happening until there are none left is there's a rock hunt in the park area. The high school kids have painted rocks that look like baseballs, and you can go out to the park and hunt those rocks. And if you find the special marked rock, you come to the chamber office, and we have prizes come Monday. So let's see. I think let's see what else we have going on. The spring tea is this weekend at the museum, and they still have tickets for sale. So you can call the museum at 331-3515 if you want to get a ticket to the spring tea. And I want to remind everybody, we will be having First Friday coming up next week, and that's May 1st, believe it or not, and it's being sponsored by Four County Mental Health, so everyone is invited to come to that. It's always the first Friday of every month from 7:30 to 9, and the community is welcome. And then I'll wrap up with Nordic Turbine Service. We'll be hosting Caffeine and Chrome. It's a car show out at 3848 West Main Street next Saturday, and they're doing it every couple Saturdays. So it's May 2nd, then May 16th, May 30th. At 9 o'clock in the morning, they're going to have coffee and cars, and they're just inviting the community to come out. It should be a fun time. So I can talk more about the remaining things that are happening in early May and later May, but I'm going to shift and talk about something that is happening out at our park and basically our park area. I was at our Forepaws meeting not too long ago, and we were talking about all the things that we're working on at the park and the zoo, and there was a special presentation made by Carson Kolbinski, who is a fifth grader at Jefferson School. And basically, Carson had an idea, and he went to, I'll let them tell the story, but he shared his idea with somebody who works at the city, and the story goes that it's, to me, it's all about acting on your ideas. When you have an idea, finding somebody who can help make that idea become a reality. And I was thinking about the chamber office, and we do a lot of things in the chamber, but not all of those things are things that we have come up with on our own. Like, we do movie night every year, and that's because we had two dads who thought it would be a great idea to have a downtown movie night. And here we are 7, 8, 9 years later, still having movie night because it was their idea. We have First Friday that we've been having since, I think, 2014. And that was also somebody's idea in our community that shared that idea at the chamber office and said, you guys should do that. And now we are. About, I don't know, 7 years ago, maybe, had somebody come to me and they thought we should have a trunk or treat in downtown. We made that happen. Last year, we had somebody come into the chamber and said, trunk or treat is great, but what about doing a sensory friendly trunk or treat? And we're like, that's a great idea, and help to make that happen. But again, it was somebody else's idea. Our Veterans Day of Honor event, it was somebody else's idea. And this morning, Carson has a really good story and a great idea that he wants to share so that the community is aware of it, because to make it become a reality, he needs the support of the community. So with that, I'm going to introduce Lacey Lease, who is the Director of Finance for the City of Independence, and Carson Kolbinski, who I said is a fifth grader at Jefferson Elementary, and they're here to tell their story.
All right.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Lisa, and thank you for having us. It really all started when Carson wrote me a letter, and it was interesting. It just kind of ended up on my desk, and it was in a handmade, homemade envelope where he, you know, put together and had this letter in it, and the letter was really simple. He just said, "Hey, I really love playing volleyball with my sister because it's something that we can do together, but I don't know if you've ever noticed that we don't have any public volleyball courts in our community." And he just said, can you help make that happen? And so I wrote Carson back in the same style and fashion that I received the letter, in a homemade envelope with my letter that just said, "I think that is a fantastic idea. I honestly had never realized that we didn't have any volleyball courts in our community. I never would have probably thought about that unless he didn't bring it to my attention. But I think that for me, one of the really cool things is I didn't just say, yeah, we should make that happen and then go and do it. I said, Carson, do you want to help me make it happen? And honestly, Carson has kind of taken the lead and the charge from there. And he said yes. And he has been on the speaking circuit ever since. I'll let him tell you about all of the places that he has gone and talked about his idea and asked for community support. But he has just been doing great things. And here is Carson.
Hello. So, as she said, it started when I wrote a letter to her. Then I went to a Four Paws meeting.
And what'd they tell you at Four Paws? What'd you ask for?
I had a presentation for putting volleyball nets in the park. And the main idea was to put them at the horseshoe, but now we're putting them at the field at the water treatment plant.
And what did Four Paws, so Four Paws supports all things at Riverside Park and Zoo, with either manpower or dollars towards the projects that they support. And after the meeting, Carson was contacted, and Four Paws agreed to do what?
To match how much money I made.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then where'd you go next?
I think you came to see me, didn't you? Did you?
I think actually the park board was next.
Was it
the park board or Memorial Hall?
I think park board first.
Okay.
So then next I went to the park board meeting, I shared the same type of thing, a presentation, and they... I don't know what their input was.
That's where we talked about where it was really going to go,
okay,
right? We talked about where would be the best place in the park to give you enough space, and what are all the challenges with, because at first we thought the horseshoe where the horseshoe pit area is. But Carson brought up, well, we'll probably need some sort of net to keep the ball from going off back into the trees.
Yeah, and so you'd have to build a fence.
Yeah, so like we started really talking about more of the details of what would be needed. And then we said, well, what about the big open field that's kind of just north of the water treatment plant? Very visible, enough space for, honestly, multiple nets if we wanted.
And then... And then we did one of those votes where we all raised our hand and said aye if we agreed.
Yep, and the park board agreed that that would be a fantastic addition to the park and approved allowing us to make that improvement out there. And I do want to say I feel like Carson's not giving himself enough credit because not only has he gone now to these two organizations to speak, but at each one, he has put together a different slide deck to present to each of them. So he has put a lot of time and effort into this and honestly done some things that I feel like most adults aren't necessarily comfortable doing. Mm-hmm. And he just puts himself out there and creates these presentations and then is going and takes the lead on presenting to these groups and has really taken ownership of the project. He told me before the first presentation for Four Paws, he actually took his presentation to class as well and presented in front of his peers, which we all know is scary. So I'm very proud of him and the effort that he's put into this project. I think it's pretty fantastic.
Carson, tell us how, I'm curious to know how much it's going to cost for this project to happen, and have you raised any money so far? And if somebody wants to give, how do we give? I mean, you have a great idea, and you went through the proper channels of Four Paws to the park board, and then you're speaking out in the community. You got a great spot, in my opinion. I agree, that's a great location for that. But now, I mean, money stands in the way of a lot of things. So as we all know. So how are we going to make this happen?
Okay, so the way that you donate is, so we have a whole bunch of QR codes and each volleyball player has one.
Okay.
I have a few. My mom has one. I don't know if Lacey lost hers, but
nope,
she
haven't.
Has one. Okay. So there are QR codes and they'll take you to this, donor box via donor box, and then it'll say Carson's Community Volleyball Project, and that's, and then you can just put in your amount and
donate to the cause. Yep. So how much is it going to cost to make this happen out at the park?
About $3,200.
And do you have some money already raised? I heard you have a little bit already raised.
We have $1,700 raised.
Good for you.
And Four Paws is matching everything.
Okay, so $1,700. They're going to match, so that's $3,400. You did it, right?
Yeah. He is there.
But we know there's going to be other things. It's always
put two nets in.
Yes, yes. And then I do have a question. So I've heard no sand, right? It's just going to be grass volleyball. Okay.
Because the main concern for the this was something that Scott Patton said. It was like that. That animals would use it to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. So no sand. Plus it's messy anyway. And so just a grassy area. The nets will be there. So do the nets go up and down or?
The nets are adjustable.
Okay.
So you can make it like to a men's height or to a woman's height.
Okay.
Then also, since it's in the water treatment plant, I've been told that it, like, floods there.
Sometimes.
But yet, if you don't want to, if, mud, playing in the mud could be fun, so.
You could have mud volleyball, yes.
But if you don't want to play in the mud, don't go that day.
That's
because
right.
It's also going to be wet and rainy, so who would want to go while it's still wet everywhere?
Yeah.
It's obviously going to be flooded.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea, don't you, Matt?
Yeah, it is. What's the lighting situation out like out there?
Good question.
Are you going to need to put up lights, or is this going to, is that an extra expense maybe later on?
I think that's an extra expense later on.
Yeah, that, good question. I mean, there are lights around the area, but I'm not sure how well lit that particular area in the park is at night. But a good thing to check mm-hmm. out.
Yeah, because if it's winter, it gets dark really fast. So maybe if you want to be playing out there at like 6 o'clock and it's already dark.
Mm-hmm. During the summer months, just prime playing time. Hopefully it is lighted from all of the other lights around the park area. I don't know. We'll have to go out there and check that out.
Yeah, figured there was lights out uh-huh. there. I played a lot of volleyball in the summers really? Growing up. And uh-huh. so, you know, you think you're going to only be there till 8:30. And next thing you know, it's 11 o'clock at night. And
literally.
You just won more game. Yeah. And so, if I figured there was light somewhat because mm-hmm. of where it's at. But yeah, I'd be interested to see what the lighting situation is.
It's like playing pool, like one more game, one yeah. more game. It's so fun to play.
Well, I wanted to invite them to come and tell the story because of what I said before. I think it's important that when people have good ideas, they share those good ideas. Hopefully they get in front of people who can then guide them to the right places to make it happen. And then people are generous and supportive and encourage the youth of our community as well, because I know that our youth have a lot of really good ideas and they're our future. And they see things that we don't. And so it's important that we listen to them and guide and direct them when we can and be supportive. And I think this is going to be one more thing that I can add to my list of things that I'm aware of that have been ideas of other people that have either brought them to the chamber, brought them to the city, and brought them to the county. However, it gets there, but it becomes a reality. So, and I'm very appreciative. So I had no idea that he had raised $1,700 already. Last time I heard, it was at about $800. So he's making great strides in a very short period of time from the time I knew about that when he presented at First Friday. And I might mention, too, that he talked about his sister, who's a volleyball player for Independence High School volleyball team. But the entire team showed up to support Carson at First Friday. And you know, they're going to benefit from being able to get out in the park and play volleyball. And I think Carson's idea is important because it also gives a different age group something to do out in the park. You know, there are many times when we talk to our teenagers, our preteens, they'll mention there aren't a lot of things for them to do. There are things for them to do, but not a lot of things. And this is just going to add one more thing to the list of opportunities for our teenagers. And that it's important that we give them recreation and things to do. So, what else, Carson?
I was going to ask my mom. She works at the city hall, and she works at, like, one of those windows where people uh-huh. come up. I was wondering if she could, like, put, like, one of the QR codes on her, like, window thing so she can, like, tell them mm-hmm. what the QR code is for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The more places you get the QR code out, the more money you're going to raise and the more amenities that will be available out there. Like you said, Carson, you're going to start with one net and you keep raising funds. There might be multiple nets out there. So,
you talked about something to do, volleyball. You can have two or you can have 20 people out there
exactly.
playing volleyball. And the more nets you get, the more people that can mm-hmm. that can play.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I was thinking we should maybe have more than one because, I mean, if there's, like, somebody out there and you're scared of talking to people and you're not going to, and you don't want to be like, hey, can we just play with you guys? Or you just want to play by yourself, like a 1v1 or something. There should always be more than one.
Yeah.
That would be great. And so if you are interested in donating to Carson's volleyball project, you can go online to CFFindy.org and donate to his project there. or in cash with CFFI, located in the Founders Place building in downtown Independence. And then I think Carson has kind of a special shout out to one of the organizations that recently made a big donation and kind of put us over our funding goal. Carson?
Matt Core and CFFI, they both made $500 donations.
Good for you. Good for them.
And I've got some thank yous to say to people.
Okay.
First, we have my sister, Brinley Kolbinski, my mom, Tamara Kolbinski, Lacey Leese, Scott Patton, Four Paws, the Park Board, CFFI, and Matt Core. And Lisa Wilson.
Well, good job, Carson. And super appreciative of CFFI's support of you and Matt Core's support of the project as well. I know that they've been really getting involved here lately and are very supportive of the youth of our community. So big shout out to Matt Core.
Well, and I'll thank you. Thank you for having the courage to, one, reach out, two, go out and, you know, do all these presentations, and three, to try to raise the money and do something you believe in. So they closed where I played volleyball back home where I'm from. So it's great to see that something's being opened up here.
Yeah, and also there's not men's volleyball teams here. Like, so
it's your chance to get out there.
Yeah.
Play at the park.
Yep. All right. Well, okay. If you're interested in donating, I'm sure you can contact the chamber as well, and Lisa can get you the right avenues to get you there. So, well, thanks for coming in, and Lisa, always good to see you as well. We'll see you next week.
It's good to see you, too.
All right. Well, we'll have more coming up here on the Mighty 690.